Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. If you were with us yesterday, you heard our hour dedicated to the nation's urban resilience. We went from Austin, Texas to Minneapolis, Minnesota, all part of our collaboration with stations nationwide to talk about smarter and stronger communities. Well, today we go to San Diego, where the city's deep water cargo port is looking for a bigger slice of the import-export game. Now, expansion brings more jobs and a boost to the economy, but it's about more than just cargo. Nearby neighbors worry that more business means extra pollution. KPBS reporter Eric Anderson has details.
In many ways, San Diego's Barrio Logan neighborhood is a study in contrast. Chicano Park, one of the landmarks of Barrio Logan, is a park that's located underneath an overpass. Incomes here are only half what they are in neighboring San Diego. And a few hundred yards from here, a huge industrial marine complex is separated from houses by, in some places, just a chain link fence.
A ship comes in, they either load or unload cargo, and then that cargo is delivered to its final destination.
Joel Valenzuela is the terminal cargo manager. On this day, a Dole cargo ship is using one of the terminal's eight berths to bring in fresh fruit. The company moves more than 2 billion bananas a year through this facility. Product is lifted off the tethered vessel, then moved around a long warehouse to Dole's 300,000-square-foot refrigerated facility. There, the fruit is processed and stored until trucks move it to markets around the country.
We are a specialty port, which means we don't process containerized cargoes in large volumes like the big ports of L.A., Long Beach, and Oakland. We process things that are not in containers.
That includes things like heavy industrial equipment and cement. But Valenzuela thinks the port can do more. He's standing in front of two long warehouses that were built originally to store cotton and animal skins. The buildings crowd the pier. Valenzuela says tear them down, and the terminal gets a lot more open space. Port President and CEO Randa Coniglio says the warehouses get in the way.
Right now, Dole needs to move those containers off that ship and then around one side or the other of this building in order to get it to the cold storage where they process the cargo. So if the building were gone, they'd have a direct shot and be able to conduct their operations faster.
And in the shipping industry, time is money. Opening up space and making the stops more efficient could boost the amount of cargo moving through the 10th Avenue terminal. There's hope the renovation could quadruple deliveries over time, and that means a lot more money for the port.
Increasing the throughput, which creates more jobs and more economic impact for the region.
But increasing the amount of cargo coming through the 10th Avenue terminal is also increasing the amount of truck traffic moving in and out of the facility. For Barrio Logan resident Eric Ortega, that means more pollution in his neighborhood.
We expected more traffic, more pollution, and it's hard to find a way to not to stop, but to let know the people, they don't know Barrio Logan, the way we live here, and how are people getting sick.
Ortega and his wife Alexia currently live in a modest home just a half block away from the busy Cesar Chavez Parkway. They were fixing breakfast in their cramped kitchen on a recent morning. Alexia Ortega says the 20,000 people in their neighborhood already suffer from pollution generated at the port and other industrial sites.
I have a lungs like if I've been smoking all my life.
There was one point where Ortega got so sick from pollution that it took 6 months of medical care for her congested lungs to recover.
And finally, I cut my lungs clean, but they told me when I'm going to be old, I'm going to be carrying that oxygen because that issue that I have on my health.
That's not the future she wants for her son, who shares the family's Barrio Logan home.
Bye. God bless you. Love you.
Community activists have reached out to the port to make sure that the 10th Avenue Marine Terminal modernization will include protection for area residents. Joy Williams works for the Environmental Health Coalition. She says the port is working with the community to mitigate the impact.
We're talking about adding additional pollution to a community that's already impacted and already at high risk.
Williams was hopeful the port would help come up with solutions. She says there are easy things like rerouting truck traffic, and there are long-term solutions that will control or even reduce pollution at the terminal.
Where we see terminals going into the future is increasingly electrified and away from diesel. And that's, you know, a good trend, and we're pushing our port to go further and faster in that direction.
The Port of San Diego took a step in that direction. Months of negotiations with community activists resulted in approval of an expansion plan that includes pollution-reducing equipment and other strategies. Port Commissioner Rafael Castellanos called it a significant day for the port.
To be able to advance a project where we're promoting green technology, protecting our air, and creating jobs, it really means a lot to me. I think this is a very important day at the port. I'm very proud of what we have accomplished.
Community advocates call the deal a good beginning. They'll continue to work with the port to make sure that Barrio Logan's Elementary School gets an air filtration system that'll keep pollutants out of the classroom. And advocates are pushing for a spot on a community advisory board so other port projects get the same scrutiny. For The Takeaway, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.